apologize. We're about to get into the garbage. It was so juicy with Porkchop, and there's still more details we couldn't even get to about his first date he went on over this weekend. We'll probably have to follow up with that. But absolutely insane. I honestly don't even know what to say anymore, Porkchop.
I mean, there's supposed to be a second date this week, so.
Ooh.
I mean, but probably after. Probably after all that, there's probably not going to be one now.
Well, yeah, he finds out the other grinder people in Nashville. I don't think so. That's all right. Another zip code to don't count. Hey, I want to remind you, less than 30 minutes from now, we're going to hook somebody up. It could be you with a Blu-ray combo pack for John Wick 3. Right now, though, Live the Web Girl's got the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Brian Austin Green was on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live when he was asked about this question.
Question is, did you and Tori Spelling ever what?
Have a romantic relationship while filming 90210, and she said that you two hooked up.
No, she said that, Tori said that we did?
Tori said that you guys hooked up.
We hooked up. Yeah. We did, but it was, we were young, and it was, so that's what young people do.
So at first he tried to deny it, and then he heard that Tori Spelling had admitted to it,
uh-oh.
So then he finally just admitted to it. What a gentleman. Wedding bells are apparently in the future for Nicki Minaj and her fiance Kenneth Petty. On Friday, the rapper drew some speculation when she changed her display name on Twitter to Mrs. Petty. Nicki had already opened up on her Queen radio show about filing for a marriage license. She said, "We still had to pick it up and I was traveling. By the time I came back, we had to renew it again. From that time, you have 90 days to get married. That was about a week ago, so now I have about 80 days. She said that because of her busy schedule, a big wedding probably won't be happening in the near future. She said, I don't want to do a big wedding now. We'll do the big wedding later. I'll be married before my album comes out, but we'll have my wedding after the album comes out. Before the 90 days is over, yes, I will be married." Jay-Z is about to become a part owner of an NFL team. The rapper mogul is going to have a significant ownership interest in an NFL team. So far, no one knows what team exactly, but sources say it is going to happen in the near future. Jay wants to become a part owner because he's a huge fan, already has a sports business, and wants to continue to be a change agent for the NFL. Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11 on Netflix's Stranger Things, and singer Harry Styles were spotted dancing together like nobody's watching at Ariana Grande's concert at the O2 Arena in London on Saturday night. So in a video posted on Twitter by eyewitnesses, the two are seen showcasing their dance moves near each other inside what appears to be a super busy VIP area. Harry, who's 25, wore a white shirt and pants paired with a black belt, and Millie, 15, sported a white sweater covered partially by a black sparkling jacket and black track pants. In another video posted by the same person, Millie and Harry are seen chatting by a barricade during a different song. So Millie, who attended the concert with colleagues from her new film, Enola Holmes, has for years been a big Ariana and Harry fan. So everyone was raving about saying how cute it was. That's the garbage.
All right, Live the Web Girl. Thank you very much.